This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Coming up at 1:30, at least it's best they're telling us that Attorney General Merrick Garland will have a press conference, make a statement here. I don't know if he'll take questions or not, but we will cover that. Also, I want y'all to say hello to my friend, and you heard me mention him a second ago, as the man behind Stone Arms and Silver Creek Range, Jeff Stone joining us in studio. Good to see you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me come in as well.
I want to talk about this. This is something you and I had visited about with your range, with Silver Creek Range, and a fundraising account you have to do what? What's the plan here?
Right now, there's not a place where handicapped persons and or disabled veterans can actually go shoot under a shoot house that has customized tables that will accommodate a handicapped person. So what we're trying to do at Silver Creek Range is to offset the cost of building approximately 100-foot-long, state-of-the-art concrete, metal roof, concrete floor, and customized shooting tables for handicapped persons.
Would it be where
handicapped vets,
like a wheelchair, could go underneath?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have a range member who has a daughter who is basically laying down in a wheelchair, and she came up to shoot one day and had nowhere to shoot, and I felt about as big as a pea, and I was like, we got to do better. We got to make a place where she and everybody else can come and shoot. And how we're going to do this is, once we build it, we get the funding for it, and that's why I'm here today to ask for funding to build this project. Then we're going to have an open house about twice a month where people can come in. And, people who will be able to utilize a range like this, handicapped persons and or disabled vets, and we'll have an open house where we have members of our range volunteering their time to come help facilitate.
Oh, good.
And let people shoot for the day.
Until you told me the other day, I didn't realize there wasn't, a range that was capable of doing that. But once you started talking about it, I said, I've never seen that. I've never seen anywhere where, if you're not in that, if you're not handicapped or you don't have a loved one that's handicapped, maybe you don't think about it until somebody like you steps up and says,
right,
hey, think about this.
And to be honest, I didn't think about it either until he brought, we were actually shooting a commercial, and he said, can I bring my daughter? And I knew of her capacity.
Right.
And when she showed up, I didn't realize, she was in a very unique situation, at least in my opinion, laying down in a chair like that. And that's what prompted me. I said, we got to be able to build this. We got to be able to provide this service for people in our area who can utilize a place like this.
It's funny, look at the text line too, like Grant's already talking about the how to do this. So this is something you've already got the infrastructure, no doubt, with Jeff, but you got the infrastructure done. If somebody wants to donate, there's already,
they can go to,
right, saying, can I start an account?
They can already go to, it's already done. The name of it is they can go to
Silver
any
Creek fundraiser.
Hancock Whitney Bank.
Okay.
They can go to any Hancock Whitney Bank and just say, hey, I want to donate to the Silver Creek Range fundraising account.
Okay.
And the banks are already briefed about this. They know, and they can donate. Any bit helps. We have to buy concrete. We have to buy metal roof, trusses, all that. We have to, have the construction work done. We've already started to clear off the area. It's going to be a 100-yard range. And or they can go to Stone Arms. If they don't want to go to the bank, they can go to Stone Arms during normal business hours and donate.
And I've got Jeff's contact info that he said is okay.
Sure.
So somebody, a lot of people riding down the road right now, and they just text me when y'all get a chance, and I'll get you the info on doing this, whether you want to go by Hancock Whitney or directly to see Jeff. Also, you have commitments from folks already that are going to step up and help.
So far we have financial commitments from Core Industries, Poly Surveying, Four Wood Brothers Installation, and just as of this morning, U.S. Law Shield.
Very good. So this is the group of people that somebody who's donating now will be associated with. They're coming together to make this happen.
Correct. And we're hoping to get more help with this, obviously. We're trying to raise, I'm not going to lie, we're trying to raise $50,000.
Okay, that's good.
We want to do this right. We want to have solar-powered ceiling fans, because there is no power. It's an outdoor range.
Right.
We want to make this as comfortable and as accessible as possible. We're also looking for somebody who is way more knowledgeable about building something like this, the handicap part of it at least, to come help consult and give us some ideas as well.
I tell you right now, this audience, the folks that are in construction and building science out there, there's a bunch of them. So you're looking for their expertise.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Because it kind of explain the situation where somebody would be able to drive up in their vehicle that's and then get out.
Offload.
And then
onto concrete.
Okay.
Not gravel.
Right.
Roll up, right? Everything's going to be concrete. We're even trying to figure out how we can make a concrete sidewalk all the way to the targets where they can go all the way down range and rehang their target.
Well, and think about that. Yeah, how are they going to go? Yeah, so that's going to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well thought out, Jeff. Yeah. No surprise.
And again, I have not thought of everything. So, you know, if somebody has ideas or has, you know, previous experience doing something like this, please, you know, get a hold of me and let me know.
I learned to improvise and overcome. A Navy man and
Navy
police
Seabees.
Officer. Yeah, I mean, y'all only build like fortresses out of napkins. So
that's right.
But yeah, so people that are doing this, and this is good because I know people in the audience are in this building world that could come out and consult and just say they probably know exactly how to do it. They've done these kind of facilities before.
And the tables have to be adjustable because not everybody's the same.
Okay.
Not all wheelchairs
are
the same. Not all disabilities are the same. So we want to be able to say, yes, you can shoot here no matter what your disability is.
Fantastic. So this is going to be, this is a community sourced idea, which
that's
I
right.
like.
That's right. And I know for a fact, because I've helped out before with certain situations where we help raise money for usually unfortunate situations.
Yeah.
But I know Mobile, the people that y'all can help, I know y'all can do it. You've done it before.
Oh, yeah. Good folks here.
Yes.
Yeah. We spend so much time in talk radio talking about the bad
people
folks.
Love
we don't
to
talk
get
enough
behind
about
something like this.
Especially when it's local, especially when it's good.
Yeah, and this range will be not-for-profit. We'll have, again, twice a month. We'll invite, and I don't know how to do that either, how to get the word out. Hey, you know, if you need a range and you don't have access to a range because you're handicapped or you're disabled or whatever, this is the place to go, and we're going to need help getting that word out as well.
I know a dude who can help get word out.
I know one too, Sean.
Yeah, I know that dude. Hey, and before we circle back around here, because we've got about 2 minutes left to give those places to go to make donations. But I look up here, questions in your world. Is the ammunition shortage situation getting any better or worse?
It's starting to get a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah.
It's starting to get. I will say this real quick, though. If you, for example, have 270 ammo for shooting, your neighbor may not. So next time you go to the store and you have 10 boxes of 270, don't buy 10 more boxes. That is why we're in the ammo situation that we are currently in.
Panic buying. Whoever's buying up all the 7mm odd 8, 140 grain core lock before I can get to it, I'm on to you. So don't do that. But it is getting a little bit better.
It is getting a little bit better.
All right. That's good news because there's so many stories about that and the gluts and then the lack of ammo and then what rounds are being made and what's not being made.
Yeah, it is coming around slowly but surely. We do see it getting better.
All right. Before we wrap up, once again, this is the important part. So they can go directly to Hancock Whitney Bank.
Any Hancock Whitney Bank.
And just say
the Silver Creek Range fundraising account.
Okay, and they'll know, okay.
They should, yes.
Go in there, they should. And then if they want to do it directly through you, they can come to the shop?
They can come to Stone Arms.
Okay.
And that's on Airport Boulevard, just west of Snow Road. We recently moved directly across the street.
Yeah, y'all moved to the south, I saw that.
So we're on the south side of the street, bigger location. Or they can text me at 251-422-9641.
That's his number. I've got it here. So yeah, y'all can email me or text me at 343-0106 and I'll pass that along. And then we will continue this discussion. You are looking, obviously, like you said, for financial donations like Core Industries and PolySurvey, Forward Brothers Insulation, and US Law Shield have done, but you're also looking for expertise.
Correct.
So builders, I know y'all are out there. You've done this before. Somebody was suggesting the mats and mats for pathways. So listen, we got.
Oh yeah, I know what. Yeah, we haven't thought of that. That may be.
There's Fred. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So you can do that. Just get all these ideas together and talk to Jeff about this, and then make those donations as well. This is good stuff. We'll keep the fire lit under this.
All right. Again, thanks for having me. Let me come in. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. There he is, Jeff Stone Arms, coming right back. It looks like we are going straight to Washington as Attorney General Merrick Garland to make a statement. I don't know if he takes questions or anything, but we'll go to that as soon as we can, as that presser becomes available. Of course, you're on Washington time, so a lot of times y'all know that I'll say, you know, this is going to happen, and it doesn't happen for a few minutes afterwards. But when they get there in gear, we'll go straight to it. All right, be right back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.